out and Simpson was there well. If you'd only stand and listen while he told you all his troubles, he would never let you buy all day. He'd stand and spend and buy and lend till he got good and gay. You never could imagine what his trouble was about until he grabbed you by the buttonhole to say, now I'll lend you my horse, I'll lend you my hay, I'll lend you anything I've got, just take it away. Why, I'll lend you five, I'll lend you ten, and if you want some more, be sure and come around again. In the old time, I'll lend you my hat, I'll lend you my flat, my brand new overcoat I wore with the fur. I'll lend you everything I've got except my wife, and I'll make you a present of her. It never rains but what it pours, as Simpson seemed to know. He went home one afternoon and found his wife had asked her relatives to come and spend a year or more. And he, of course, slept with the horse and yelled out, hip hooray. So long as he was able, he preferred to use the stable. When the neighbors come around, you'd hear him say, now I'll lend you my horse, I'll lend you my hay, I'll lend you anything I've got, just take it away. Why, I'll lend you five, I'll lend you ten, and if you want some more, just come around any old time again. I'll lend you my hat, I'll lend you my flat, my brand new overcoat I bought with the fur. I'll lend you everything I've got except my wife, and I'll make you a